Secret Works, Oaths, and Murders, Moses 6:15. Book of Moses Insight, number 9. Consistent with the presentation of the biblical Gibeonim as mighty warriors, the Enoch writings found in the Book of Moses describe scenes of wars, bloodshed, and slaughter among the people. For example, in Moses 6:15 we read, quote, "And the children of men were numerous upon all the face of the land, and in those days Satan had great dominion among men, and raged in their hearts, and from thenceforth came wars and bloodshed, and a man's hand was against his own brother in administering death because of secret works seeking for power." End of quote. The Book of Giants account likewise begins with references to, quote, "slaughter, destruction, and moral corruption," end of quote, that filled the earth. The mention of, quote, "secret works in administering death" in the Book of Moses recalls a similar description in the Book of Giants, quote, "They knew the secrets and killed many." Elsewhere, the Qumran manuscripts refer to the spread of the mystery of wickedness. This recalls the deeds of the watchers of Jewish tradition, semi-divine, semi-mythical beings who fell prey to sin. Mysteries of wickedness among the watchers. In his summary of accounts of the kind of knowledge that the watchers were said to have possessed, Hugh Nibley describes their era as a, quote, "time of great intellectual as well as material sophistication." Nibley continues, quote, "The leaders of the people devoted most of their wealth to all kinds of engineering projects for controlling and tempering nature. But the Lord altered the order of creation," so say the accounts, "making the sun rise in the west and set in the east, so that all their plans came to naught. The idea of controlling the environment independently of God was not so foolish as it sounds," says the Zohar, quote, "for they knew all the arts and all the ruling chieftains, or archons, in charge of the world. And on this knowledge they relied until at length God disabused them by restoring the earth to its primitive state and covering it with water," end of quote. Rabbi Isaac reports, "In the days of Enoch, even children were acquainted with these mysterious arts, the advanced sciences." Said Rabbi Yesha, "If so, how could they be so blind as to not to know that God intended to bring the flood upon them and destroy them?" Rabbi Isaac replied, "They did know, but they thought they were smart enough to prevent it. What they did not know is that God rules the world. God gave them a respite all the time that the righteous men Jared, Methuselah, and Enoch were alive, but when they departed from the world, God let punishment descend, and they were blotted out from the earth." Genesis 7:23. End of quote from Hugh Nibley. Nibley infers that the knowledge of the watchers also included information about sacred ordinances, or perhaps devilish imitations of them, that was not to be divulged to others. For example, an Ethiopian text states, quote, "In the days of Canaan his sons, evil and deceitful practices increased. Those who gloried in their bodies before Adam are the wicked angels. Having received bodies, they learned a great sin. They therefore openly exposed all the works they had seen in heaven," end of quote. Likewise, a Greek fragment of 1st Enoch Giza presents, "The great angels returning from earth," quote, "the great angels returning from earth to report to God that they'd found Azazel teaching all manner of unrighteousness upon the earth, and that he has laid bare those mysteries of the age which belong to heaven, and which are now known and practiced among men. And also Semi-Azas is with him, he to whom thou gavest authority over all those who go along with him," end of quote. Moreover, quote, "Clement of Alexandria attributed to Musaeus, the founder of the Greek mysteries, an account of, quote, how the angels lost their heavenly heritage through the telling of the secret things, mysteria, to women. Things, Clement observes, which the other angels keep secret, or quietly perform until the coming of the Lord," end of quote. Islamic tradition teaches that the most important of this mysteria, taught without authorization to a woman who was their accomplice in sin, was knowledge of the name of God, by means of which the watchers were able to ascend to heaven. Commenting on such texts, Nibley observes, quote, "The ordinances are not secret, and yet they are, so to speak, automatically scrambled for those not authorized to have them. This is the classical account of the watchers, angels who came to call the human race to repentance, but who, being tempted by the daughters of men, fell and gave away the covenants and the knowledge they possessed. This was their undoing and was always treated as the most monstrous of crimes, divulging the pure ordinances of heaven to people unworthy to receive them, who then proceeded to exercise them in unrighteousness, while proclaiming their own righteousness on the grounds of possessing them. End of quote from Nibley. Mahuja, Mahujael, and the Mysteries of Wickedness. A tentative case can be made for the identification of the Book of Giants Mahuja with the biblical Mahujael, who is a descendant of Cain and the grandfather of the wicked Lamech. This case is only made stronger when we consider the additional material about Mahujael's family line included in the Joseph Smith account. Note that in the Book of Moses, Mahujael's grandson, like the other sons of men, entered into a covenant with Satan after the manner of Cain. Similarly, in 1 Enoch, we read that a group of conspirators, here depicted as fallen sons of God, all swore together and bound one another with a curse. Elsewhere in 1 Enoch, we learn additional details about that oath. Quote, "This is the number of Kasbael, the chief of the oath, which he showed to the holy ones when he was dwelling on high in glory, and its, or his, name is Beka. This one told Michael that he would show him the secret name so that they might mention it in the oath, so that those who showed the sons of men everything that was in secret might quake at the name and the oath." End of quote. Passages in 1 Enoch are similar to a section of the Book of Moses that describes a secret combination that had been in operation, quote, from the days of Cain. As to the deadly nature of the oath, we read in the Book of Moses, "Swear unto me by thy throat, and if thou tell it, thou shalt die," just as in 1 Enoch the conspirators, quote, "bound one another with a curse." In 1 Enoch, the conspirators agreed on their course of action by saying, quote, "Come, let us choose for ourselves wives from the daughters of men," end of quote. Likewise, in the Book of Moses, Mahujael's grandson became infamous because he, quote, "took unto himself wives, to whom he revealed the secrets of their wicked league, to the chagrin of his fellows." In 1 Enoch, as in the Book of Moses, we also read specifically of how, quote, "they all began to reveal mysteries to their wives and children," end of quote. We will revisit the consequences of the revelation of these disastrous mysteries in a future discussion of Moses 5. In summary, the Book of Moses, 1 Enoch, and the Book of Giants reveal the same dreary, recurrent pattern of wickedness, a pattern that Enoch was required by God to disrupt.